The story we have for you today, we'll call Accessing Your Genie. You have a genie inside you that often lies hidden, as is revealed to us from one of the Earth's most well-known wisdom traditions. In Matthew 7:7-8, it tells us, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened." So that is step one, ask. Step two, belief. Jesus continues the parable later in the book of Matthew, "Because of the littleness of your faith, for truly I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible to you." The fact that these ideas have become core concepts of a major religion is not surprising, because science could not accept such theorems until recent revelations about the nature of reality. Bruce Lipton's best-selling book, The Biology of Belief, presents his experiments and those of other leading-edge scientists, which examine in great detail the mechanisms by which cells receive and process information. The implications of this research radically change our understanding of life, showing that genes and DNA do not control our biology. Instead, DNA is controlled by signals from outside the cell, including the energetic messages emanating from our positive and negative thoughts. This new research is clearly establishing that our thinking makes it so. The most magnificent part of this revelation is that it means your genie is not limited to giving you just three wishes. You can have as many as you want. You don't need to do anything special to deserve them. You just need to make the request and have faith that all the pieces that need to be put in place to make it a tangible reality will begin to move into place. This is where, with faith in the process, you activate step three, allowing. Last, step four, receiving. Key to success with the last step is to stay focused in your now moments and pay attention. This is where you'll find inspiration comes in. Maybe it will be a feeling that you should go somewhere in particular or contact someone. Maybe it will be a chance meeting or some other unexpected coincidence. The clues will all come. Things may happen that seem like magic, and pieces will often even fall into place with seemingly no effort on your part. But if you're lost somewhere in past disappointments or fears about the future, you'll miss the clues that will be right in front of your eyes. The magic formula for working with your genie is application of the emerging laws of consciousness and energy. Your consciousness shapes energy patterns and transmits them out to the universal energy field in which everything exists. Every transmission affects all of physical reality. This gives us a moment to make clear your connection to all the others inhabiting the same physical space as you. All of their thought patterns are contributing to a whole that you are inseparable from, as Carl Jung called it, the collective unconscious. For this reason, any area of distress on the planet is like a short circuit in the planet's energy grid. The best thing you can do to help soothe these stresses is to have compassion and spend some time imagining positive changes to these situations. It's very important that you realize that solutions come not from fighting something. They come from inspired actions to implement solutions and allowing new realities to emerge. Your intent should be on focusing how you want the day to progress. See yourself achieving those things you want. Stay focused in the present moment and pay attention so that you don't miss the clues and opportunities that offer themselves. You might ask your genie to help you stay alert and in the moment as a daily request. This brings us to what we are going to do right now. There are two easy ways to help you get focused in the moment: breathing and meditating. Breathing you have to do no matter what to stay alive. But if you spend some time consciously breathing, in other words, paying attention to your breath, this will naturally help balance and stabilize your body-mind system. It's very simple. Find a comfortable place to sit down where you can have some peace and quiet. And now, are you there? Yep, okay. Just take a slow, deep breath, noticing the expansion of your lungs and abdomen. Then slowly release that breath and mentally let tensions and stresses in your body flow out as your whole body relaxes. Now repeat this process for just a couple of minutes, picturing pure energy flowing into you with each new breath, and stresses and dis-ease flowing out and away from you with each outgoing breath. In Hindu philosophy, including yoga, Indian meditation, and Indian martial arts, prana is the Sanskrit word for breath and means life force or vital principle that permeates reality on all levels. Any time in your day that you feel a little overwhelmed or nervous, this should be your go-to exercise. This should also be your preface to a daily meditation break, ideally as you're starting your day before breakfast. Keep focused on your breathing. You may want to use a conscious breathing technique known as pranayama. The simplest method is alternate nostril breathing. This just entails closing off the right and left nostrils alternately with thumb and forefinger as you take each slow, full breath in and out. 2 minutes of this will usually be plenty of time to stabilize your system. We'll give you some time right now for this. Now, one more very important step to creating the day you want for yourself. Some time spent with a mind-body tuning technique called meditation. This sometimes is called mindfulness. All it really is an intentional quieting of your mind's activity. You normally have a non-stop monologue, or for some, an internal dialogue, that provides a running commentary on whatever you think is going on. Now, one more very important step to creating the day you want for yourself. Some time spent with a mind-body tuning technique called meditation. This sometimes is called mindfulness. All it really is an intentional quieting of your mind's activity. You normally have a non-stop monologue. For some, it's an internal dialogue that provides a running commentary on whatever you think is going on. We shall discuss this in more detail at another time, but for now, let's just say that it is the voice of what we refer to as ego. This is the persona of the character you've created to play this time-space adventure game. Your ego is a very valuable ally. First and foremost, it is the basic operating system for the physical being you are experiencing everything through. It is your autopilot. The only downside is that the ego, like a standard computer, does everything based on past experience. The reality you believe in is the sum of all the experiences your ego biocomputer brain has absorbed. Therefore, when you want to go somewhere you've never been before, it is going to take that genie higher self getting involved by helping get you to the right place at the right time and drawing together the necessary components. Meditation allows that input, also known as inspiration, to come through by using a process to quiet your mental activity. You need to switch from being a creator of direction to a receiver of direction. As you may be aware, your ego is likely to reject this idea as illogical. It is, of course, illogical because logic is based on past experience and current appearances from which you predict future outcomes. There's a theorem that is credited to Albert Einstein that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. That is all your ego basic operating system can really do. It can learn over time what does not work, but all of its action choices are going to come from the options it already is aware of. It takes inspiration to come up with that bold new approach, the one you're suddenly curiously confident in, whether it seems logical or not. In meditation, the mind is intentionally quieted by a focus on something that really gives your mind nothing to think about or analyze. It could be a candle flame or the droning sound of an air conditioner. Most common is a mantra. This is basically a sound drawn from Hindu Sanskrit, and they're often defined as a sound whose effect is known. Meditation does some very scientifically verifiable things to your brain and nervous system. So this is not simply something that is relaxing and helps take your mind off of any troubling issues for a few minutes. This is the main purpose, though. It's a reboot of your biocomputer. It shuts off or pauses some of those often undesirable programs that you unconsciously may let run all the time. For your genie to hack the system, so to speak, and do some essential reprogramming, meditation is a very easy and effective way to distract your biocomputer ego, since it does not know how to respond to you intentionally and irrationally focusing on some sound that offers no assistance in doing any of the things it thinks needs to get done. It will keep trying to interrupt your system, a soft shutdown, with a question about what to have for lunch or need to go to some meeting. All you need to do when you notice it has resumed control is gently go back to repeating the mantra in your mind. As you become an adept meditator, this process will become easier, and you will likely be interrupted by your ego less often. There's no need for effort, though. The process of focusing attention on the mantra, even for only a few seconds at a time, will have a growing effect. That effect will be the key to opening up new perspectives on your own reality. You're at your best first thing in the morning. The biocomputer brain of yours goes into maintenance mode while you sleep, so you've had a few hours of peace and quiet from the usual non-stop concerns of your normal day. This is why it's so useful to spend 20 minutes or so meditating first thing in the day. Before you read any emails, take any calls, or check on the latest news stories, the frame of mind you start the day with will shape your outcomes all day. If you are relaxed and hopefully enthusiastic about the possibilities of the day to come, you will find a much better world out there. This is because you will be open to inspirations that flash into your awareness and alert to those apparent coincidences that are integral to the materialization of your dreams and desires.